Experts at this year's forum highlight the role of regional energy infrastructure cooperation in building a more integrated and stable energy market. Aiming to strengthen the energy cooperation in the countries along the Silk Road Economic Belt, they are calling for stronger efforts for regional energy infrastructure interconnection. Professor Cai Fang from Chinese Academy of Social Sciences notes the China-proposed initiative is of great significance in enhancing energy security in China and the Asia-Pacific region.
一带一路，这一战略构想呢，基于中国能源进口的陆上与海上通道相吻合。
The Silk Road Initiative is in accordance with China's inland and maritime energy import passage, which will help strengthen the energy ties between China and the countries along the passage. It will also help promote regional integration and eliminate the development gap between nations and the corridor for extremism and terrorism.
Dr. Patrick Ho with the China Energy Fund Committee believes the Silk Road Initiative can bring more opportunities for cooperation in the field among Asian countries.
By providing both technological and fiscal assistance to energy infrastructure development in Asian neighboring countries, the One Belt, One Road strategy is expected to greatly strengthen the capacity of less developed nations in Asia to build up affordable assets for modern energy resources.And thus propel sustainable economic and social development.
A report released by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences after the forum underscored the necessity of establishing regional energy markets in Northeast Asia, Central Asia, and Southeast Asia. Liu Qiang, Secretary General of the forum, says that an energy trading hub in Taofeidian in North China can contribute to the formation of the Northeast Asia market.
We recommend the construction of Northeast Asia's natural gas hub and related infrastructure. China's deep water port, Taofeidian, has well-established energy infrastructure, and it is close to several oil fields. If the eastern section of China-Russia natural gas pipeline can be extended to Taofeidian, the port will be connected to the maritime energy channel.
The report also calls for efforts to push forward with the construction of an energy pipeline between China and Central Asia and promotes grid and hydropower cooperation with members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. For CRI, this is Qian Xiaoming.